Quantitative Studies. Data Analysis, Part 2.
For bivariate analysis, we involve two variables in a question. For example, does married people has a higher level of cholesterol? And we involved a dichotomous and a metric variable in this question. And we are going to compare the mean of blood cholesterol between married and single men. And the hypothesis behind the question is, married men have higher level of cholesterol. And when we have a hypothesis, we need to calculate a p-value. P-value, or probability value, tells us to accept or reject the null hypothesis, which is negation of our hypothesis. Comparing groups is the most common type of bivariate analysis. So, let's take a closer look. Here, you can see a general approach in finding the proper test to calculate p-value for comparing the means between groups. All of these tests are parametric, and the continuous variable is presented as mean and standard deviation. And an approximate normal distribution for this continuous variable is one of the assumptions of all these tests. And if we cannot reach to this assumption, we use non-parametric tests. Here are the alternative non-parametric tests for calculating p-value, which compares the medians of the continuous variable. And remember, the normal distribution is only one of the assumptions for applying non-parametric tests, and there are more specific assumptions that we should consider before using non-parametric tests.